playing with Ujjan.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to another XMPP talk. I'm Ujjan from Istanbul, and I'm not actually working on XMPP or like decentralized communication as my first job, but like I have a story about implementing this feature to Dino, and yeah, so just imagine about the year 2005. Unfortunately, it's a proprietary app, but MSN Messenger was king at the time. But you could use it with Pigeon or AMSN, like free software. And there was a feature, if you remember. You can see what your friends are listening at that time. If you see Iron Maiden under someone's name, like, it's cool. So it was the golden era of now playing. Like, so many protocols and so many software had support for it. I mentioned about MSN Messenger because, like, in Istanbul, it was the standard. But it can change place to place. But the MSN Messenger was using a proprietary app from Windows, the Windows Media Player. It can only show what you're playing on Windows Media Player. So, like, back in my era, there was a thing, like, you open a cool song from Windows Media Player, just make it silent, and you listen your ordinary music from another app. But the thing is, Pigeon, AMSN, and Edium, those are like XMPP clients, but also they support MSN Messenger at that time. They had some form of music sharing. But then it suddenly disappeared. Like, the MSN Messenger and similar protocols are gone, and mostly mobile messengers, the messaging, like apps like WhatsApp or Telegram, take over, like the communication, the instant communication globally. So that kind of centralized applications never had like such feature. And the streaming services were popular, still popular, but I'm talking about the time. And they have, like, I'm aware that Spotify, let's say, have a feature to share it, but it's within the app. It has no, like, API or connection with some other app, an XMPP client or a proprietary app. So within time, we just forgot about the story. And it's now a nostalgic thing for most of us. And I use XMPP with OMemo, like in a daily basis. It's one of my main communication mediums with my friends. And a few months ago, I was talking with Alper, a friend of mine from Istanbul and Hackerspace Istanbul as well. And we figured out, like, we were just chatting about something else, like buying a CD. And we figured out that we are listening the same song at the time. And it was funny. It's a song from an old Turkish symphonic metal group, Almara. It's a great band, by the way. And I suddenly remembered about this, like, if it was, let's say, 15 or 20 years ago, I would probably know that he's listening that song, but now it's a coincidence matter. So here comes the question. How can I bring this now playing feature from back in the era to my daily client, like today. And before doing a research, I started to contemplate the, like, the protocol, like, how can I do this? Like, XMPP uses XML and stuff, how can I build it? And you know what? The specification already exists. There is an XCP for that. It's user tune. By the way, I said last updated 2006, but it's last updated is 2020, actually. But it's just a tag update. So for years, it was not updated. So I discovered this. Then I started a journey because I'm not professional on XMPP in the protocol itself or the clients. I just had an idea to implement a feature that I love in the client I daily used. So first part is discovery. I know that the protocol exists. It's 22 years old, and I realized that it's barely implemented in my daily usage. I know it's implemented, but like it was not supported in Dino, it was not supported in conversations, and it was not supported in my server. So the standard defines simple things. What you are listening to, basically the track name and the artist, which album is it from, how long the track is, like the length. This was the update in the 2008, by the way. The rating of the track, like if you have stars on like your local thing, you can share it from 1 to 10. And much more, by the way, like the metadata is huge, like genre, composer, performer, lyricist, so many things. It's built on a widely used standard, like the personal eventing protocol. It's basically a pub sub thing. And almost all XMPP clients have this implementation and using it for status, mood, etc. So the protocol part is okay. Simple, basic. But the problem is, there are clients, for example, Pigeon has great support on user two, but it sucks in OMEMO. And, you know, we need to make a balance. I decided to implement it in Dino, but there is another question here. And here comes the research part. How do I know what's playing in a system? My client does not play music. We play music in certain sources, like Firefox, VLC, Lollipop, MVP, MPV. So how can I ask them? If it was in like 2005, using Windows, a proprietary box, the API was there, but we need to implement it in GNU/Linux. So after that, I realized if I play a song from any app, when you click on the Pulse Audio menu, the song, the sound menu on your system, you will see some controls and the name of the song. So it must come from an API or something in the system. And I know a friend who is a web developer, was worked on it. So a client asked them to, like, some of our users want these controls, so can you implement stuff? And I asked him, he sent a Mozilla developer network link to me. And after that, I made a research, and there are certain APIs for platforms. In GNU Linux, BSD, we have DBus for inter-process communication and Empress under it. The Android has Media Session API. Windows has something, but we don't care. And not surprisingly, macOS has a private API, so we have no idea. So my main targets were Linux, GNU/Linux, and Android. So for Dino, I will use DBus. So this is the standard media player remote interfacing specification, and almost every media player speaks it. Like VLC, Lollipop, everything we said, even DRM bloatware, like Spotify or whatever. So this is basically the flow. We have players, and they register to a DBus session bus, and they send the details about the playing track to it. And we can subscribe to those changes in a system level API. So which data we can get? Basically everything we need. It sends the playback status, like is it playing right now, or paused, or stopped. The metadata, artist title, album, length, and the URL. And signals. They use real-time communication. Like if we stop the song, it sends the signal immediately. So we don't need anything else. Empress tells what's playing, DBus delivering the notifications in real time, and we have all the data. So it's time to write the code. The implementation needs just wiring those. So this is the architecture. We have the PEP, personal eventing protocol, and in the XMPP layer, we need to just build a module that uses it. You know, publish and subscribe. So when we receive a tune from DBus, it will notify us, and we will publish it to the server, basically. And when someone publishes their tune, their playing song in the server, we will get a notification because we are a subscriber. So we will just show it. So we need a few components. I'm not an experienced, let's say, C developer, but the code base of Dino was like very stable. You can like find what you need easily. So I realized that they have modules for each XEP they support. So I will tell them one, and it basically defines the XML scheme, and this is the scheme from the specification. And we create the XML stanza. Then I wrote a function, publish tune. If like we create a tune object coming from DBus, it publishes it. Receiving is the same. Like we do not handle the signals in the app. The signals are handled in the system level, in the Empress. So if we receive any tune from DBus, we just like receive it and display it. I wrote the DBus interfaces to publishing. This was the namespace, org, Empress, media player, player, and then there is a dot and the app name after it. So as you can see, it was supported in the libDino in advance. There was like modules from DBus for example, for login, for system notifications, Dino was already using the Dbus. So I just needed to look who people did in the previous implementations, for example, for the notifications. And I basically cheated, copied from them. And so we have a tune manager. And if tune changed, it handles it. There were some tricky parts. Multiple players. What if, like, more than one player is playing? And I realized that basically it's not a like it's not a big problem, because we already got like players in an array, so we can determine which we want to play. We want to share, basically. Now in this implementation I made, I only like published the last one, but it's work in progress. Rapid changes, like if someone just hop songs, like 1,000 songs in 10 seconds, it will cause like a huge DDoS basically to the server. And life cycle, players start, crash, whatever, we need to think about this. And the biggest problem is my skills, basically, because I do not consider myself experienced in C and Vala, especially like the GTK graphical user interface development, but I take a few classes to like build this project. And like the debouncing problem I mentioned is easy to solve if you just wait 1 second and nothing changes, publish it. So it really makes difference, basic implementation. And another problem is, like, I made the implementation and the backend was okay, but where should I display the tune? It's a huge problem. Like, I thought to put it in next to the contact list, but it's like a ridiculous place. A separate panel will be problem, because it will be too hidden under the hood. So conversation header is great, but as I said before, I was not super experienced in graphical user interface design and implementation. So I checked out the code base about like what I can use, and I realized that there is an already implemented feature on the conversation header about the conversation topic. And I think that I can just add the tune there if it's working. So the result is pretty more something like this. The name and the song under it. And this is the, it's a little bit small, but you can find this slide in the description of this talk. There is a link. And basically, from Lollipop, where we play to your friend's screen, the Lollipop publishes the song's name and details to the Dbus. The Dbus sends a signal to Dino. Dino subscribes, but yeah. Dino waits for a second. If it's not changing, it builds an XML and publish it via PEP to the XMPP server. My friend's client subscribe to the notifications, so get it and parse the data, updates the conversation header. So basically this. And after you pause the music, the Dbus notifies it again. And the protocol is simple, by the way. You just publish an empty tune, and it means like you're stopped. So it publishes an empty tune, and it's cleared. So the contribution part. I want to make it usable for everyone, because that matters on that way. And I opened a pull request on Dino's GitHub account, and there is a QR about it. It's very new, still not merged, but one day it will be probably. And the present, like where we are now about the implementation. So now this is the compatibility chart, and I need to mention a friend here, because I never used monocles, and I had no idea about like the status of it, but I'm looking for the name. Arne, probably, a friend, just like reached me out of XMPP and said, like, I really liked your topic, and I was working the same thing on monocles chat to implement it in Android. So maybe you wanna try it. And yesterday, like, he wrote it. So I added monocles there. Monocles is a fork of conversations, Android XMPP client, and it works perfect. So I was trying to, like, how do I, like, do a demo here? Like, should I use a virtual machine and run Dino there and something? And it's solved my problem as well. So C has built-in user tune, but do not support OMMO very well. Gajim has user tune via plugin, not natively, but has full OMMO support. Conversations has no user tune, but Monocles has. Monocles use the same code base with Conversations, so maybe it can be like backport. And Mono, one of my friends is using that. It's the client for the iOS, and it has no support, which, like, I'm not surprised. So, yeah, why it was not supported in new clients, basically? Because in mobile, APIs are restrictive. Like, I tried Monocles, and it requires, like, notification access permission. And to give that permission, you need to, like, say, I know it's super dangerous, but I trust this app for 3 times or something. So it's hard to implement. And it's about priorities, basically. If you develop, like, a new XMPP client, you usually focus on core features, like phone calls, maybe, or encryption. But it's not a core functionality. It's just a nice to have feature. Some people don't know about the XMPP, have no idea. And time has changed. We are not looking for it anymore. On the server side, every modern server supports it, but since public servers can restrict some XIPs, they may have different configurations. I tried on 07f.de on the demo, but I need to check the demo before my talk. Like 20 minutes ago, the server was not accessible, so I created new accounts on yaks.im, and it's supported as well, but I had problems in 5222.de. It can differ. So the next steps, first, I really want to get the PR merged in Dino. And it needs some improvements. For example, now, even though I publish like the album and URL details, if available, in the UI, you cannot see them. It needs, like, if you click on the tune, maybe like a model or pop-up with more details, I don't know. And also, I want app selection. Now, it publishes whatever you play, but I want to, like, restrict only publish VLC or only publish these certain apps. Conversations will be my next target. I will try to backport from Monocles, because it's really well implemented. Encourage other clients to implement is not what I can do, but maybe they see and do it. And the main purpose of this talk is actually encourage people to use and contribute to XMPP, because I was not a professional. I was just an ordinary software developer who uses XMPP on a daily basis. And now I made a contribution, and it was not so hard than I think. So this was the thing. And you can try it yourself. Just clone my repo on Dino and build it. It will work. So before that, I can like do a demo if you want. So if I have, so this is my Dino build, and in the menu, sorry, it's Turkish because I'm using it, but you will understand. In the settings, there is a new entry below. It translates as publish what I'm listening. And if you open it, it will publish your tune you are playing. And I'm using Monocles on the mobile side, if we have like the internet. Ping. Okay. So if you start playing any song in your phone, for the copyright purposes, I will not playing it loudly, but enjoy the silence. It will just show up. Yeah, so let's bring it back. It was bringing joy. It can bring joy again. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, I can try to answer. And those are my communication stuff, my email, my XMPP, and my GNUPG key, and my under maintenance website. Thank you all for listening. Do we have time for?
Yeah, you have okay. Any questions?
Okay.
Oh, one question.
I was wondering, so it's catching everything that you're listening on your computer, even with the DSC. What if you?
A little bit louder, please. The door is open.
What if you're watching a movie? Does it show that you're also now playing a movie?
Now, in this implementation, it probably will.
Can you repeat the question quick?
Ah, yeah, sorry. The question is, if you are watching a movie, like in VLC, will it show up in the Dino? Yes, it will. Because now we don't have filter. Like if some app publishes to Empress, we will like publish it. Because it's basically a POC. But the next step I'm working on is like filtering the apps that publish the songs. For example, you're listening on Lollipop, let's say. It will only publishes the song details from Lollipop. And the other one is I tried Monocles, as I mentioned. In Monocles, there is a feature. I had no, like, it wasn't come to my mind, but it's a great feature. You can limit the length, like if its length is less than, let's say, 90 seconds, it just ignores it. It can probably be like a little video from Mastodon or maybe a sound recording. So now it's not so privacy like focused, but yeah, I know about this and I really need to implement it, but this talk, like at the date of this talk, this is the implementation for now, but within a few weeks, fingers crossed, yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome, yeah.
Do we have the bonfire, folks? Excellent. Okay. This is having a lot of HTML problems, so you've got to pray. My recommendation would be to try on.
It's just the other thing,
because you don't have an HTML.
I have this. I was in this tent like before the talk, and we had a chat. Like they said, you can join to the mailing list.
Yeah. Please.